looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Shaky ground, come on and spread out your heart and body, boot everywhere. Let's see you people laughing, people punching out in the air.
Looking for a song about the 30 long, a song that I can sing.
Hey everybody, welcome to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan, and we are live in the studio with the Babelicious Barb Perry, my maestro of music extraordinaire. Hope everybody had a great week. I did. A little gloomy out today, a little sleepy kind of a Monday, but hey, we're going to have some fun today. So, first of all, phone number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, that number is 877-230-3062. Love to hear from you today. If you have something you want to talk about, or you have a question regarding prayer and health, we're dealing with health today for a couple of reasons. I've certainly been talking to a bunch of people over the last few weeks who've been dealing with health issues, either chronic sort of ongoing things or stuff that's just sort of shown up out of the blue. So it seems to be a collective experience a lot of us are having. So thought it would be a good topic to cover, and can pretty much guarantee it, it's going to be a two-parter. So let's just put that intention out there right now. I would love to give a little shout out to my listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Love the high-tech thing that's happening here on Contact Talk Radio. And I also want to give out a specific shout-out to some of my Facebook fans who've been really amazing lately. I've been getting a lot of really great feedback from people and little in-between show communications. So just would like to acknowledge a few of you rock and roll people out there. Wendy, Erica, Judy, Graziella, Terry, Liz, you guys, thank you so much. Seriously, it means a ton to me that I'm hearing from you on a regular basis. Speaking of Facebook, fan page, I know you're just dying to get on Facebook. So if you would like to do that, you can go to my website, it's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org, and you can click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and it'll take you in and you can get signed up and become part of the Facebook family. Would love to have you on there. You can also go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com, and on the right side, you can click on the iTunes icon to subscribe to the show. And that way, we know who's listening. Gives us a good idea of the audience out there. You can rate the show. You can write a review. It's a very cool little thing for us as well. And the archives of this show, any past shows you care to listen to, you can go to michellemorgan.org on the radio show page. You can click on them straight there and listen anytime you want. So first off, I want to talk to my darling Barb Perry, producer extraordinary. We talked about this last show, at the end of last show. Barb, honey.
Yes.
I want you to tell all my loyal listeners, how in the blue blazes do you come up with the songs?
The song list?
Yeah, because it's pretty amazing. So, you know, what I do is I just basically tell you ahead of time.
Yep.
I either send you a quick email or we talk at the end of a show about what the next show is going to be. And I just give you the sort of the topic and then tell me what you do.
Yep. You just give me the headline. And from that headline, it'll depend on what the other topics. I'm a little bit of a Michelle Morgan this way, as in my intuition only comes through music. And you'll give me whatever the topic is. And if we haven't already exhausted. Let's take the last one that we just did. I think you'd asked, said something about anything about miracles, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, I can't do Barry Manilow one more time. And so I'll take just a word from whatever it is that you've said.
Right.
And then I'll look for that first song. I'll do a search and look for it. And sometimes instantly it comes up in my head what that is. And that just starts a windfall of what the next songs. And I can hear it in my head.
Right.
This is your intro going into the commercial break.
Okay.
This is your outro coming out of the commercial break. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly what part of the song that I want, because we take 30 seconds of that song.
Right, right.
And it seriously is just intuition. It's something
so
I've always
funny.
Been able to do.
Wow.
I can read a script and I can tell you exactly the right songs that are going to put that mood to the, you know, the music. And it's not necessarily because I come up with these different songs, because my genre is more alternative, hipster, new music, and so forth. But I love all the genres, and even genres that I am not interested in or I don't listen to. Like I found that Garnet Mims song from last week, the gospel song.
That
was it that
amazing.
Wonderful?
That was my favorite one.
I know. And I listened to it and I was like, this is perfect. You just, or, you know, country is not mine. I know it is yours. but it all has to do with whatever that topic is that you give me. And then I really listen to what it is and if it conveys what we're trying to say during the show.
Well, I'll tell you something, girl. You seriously are an award-winning producer for that.
Thank you.
You are. And it's great because that's a lot of the feedback I get from people that listen is,
oh, and it's so fun.
The music.
It's so fun to do.
It's totally fun. Yeah. I love, and you know, I've said this to y'all before, but if you could see what we're doing in the studio in between songs, we're usually lip syncing and dancing.
Yeah.
You know, we're just, the only thing that's missing is that disco ball. So.
Yeah. And it literally only takes me 5 to 10 minutes to do. I really can figure it out that quick. So,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, massive appreciation to you for your genius.
You.
It's pretty darn fun. So what do you say we jump to the Cosmic Critter of the Week? Then we'll take a short break and we're going to dive into the show. So Dr. Doolittle, are you here?
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
To me. I'm digging who's shown up today. It's Barn Owl. Barn Owl is here. My daughter Kaylee, when she was little, used to work at a wildlife rescue place. And we had bunches of different critters there that were unrehabilitatable. Is that a word? It is now, because of injuries. And we had a barn owl named Buddy, who only had one wing. He was quite adorable. So this is what Buddy has to tell you. Barn Owl, since life is so short, treat every day as precious and live it to the fullest. Let your heart be open and don't let fear get in the way of expressing your love. Do a house clearing and a blessing, one that will incorporate a way to free up any lost spirits that need to move on. Take a silent retreat somewhere away from the usual noise, whether for a few hours or a couple of days. I love this one. You're entering into a period of considerable abundance, easily fulfilling your needs with minimal effort. This is a time requiring considerable adaptability and ingenuity. Oh, wow. That word in all your dealings. And finally, whenever you need help, like pronouncing a word, call on the spirits of your ancestors, and as long as your plea is sincere, they will help you. Animal spirit guides come to us from Dr. Stephen Farmer, who has a show here on this station, Earth Magic Radio, 4 p.m. Thursdays. Very cool. Barn Owl. All right, y'all, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I have a very powerful question that was posed to me on my Facebook fan page that I am going to address for everyone's benefit. So come on back. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Solid Wagon, medicine shop. Take it to a place where the healing falls off. Save your soul in shiny shoes.
And we're back on the heels of yet another brilliant song. So we are going to be talking about health. And I've got a couple of people on hold on the phone lines, which we're going to be getting to you very shortly. So hang in there, you guys. Did want to cover this, though. Received this question from a listener who recently started tithing. And here's what she had to say. In the midst of my quote-unquote positiveness and quote-unquote gung-ho-ness, I find out I messed up the bank account and it is in the red. How do you keep up the receiving mentality when you are mad at yourself and see those numbers in black and white on paper staring back at you? Yikes. So, everybody, here's the thing. There are moments when I wish I could tell you that when you start deciding to live with true spiritual consciousness, that everything gets easier, that you head into love, light, and bliss, and you ride off into the sunset happily ever after. There are moments when I wish I could say that. There are moments when you will feel that way. Moments when you'll feel that way. But here's the reality. When you make that decision to live a life of conscious spirituality, you will be tested. You'll be tested. Not punished, but tested. And whatever's out of integrity or stands in the way of your highest and best good has to be released. Otherwise, God cannot give you what you're asking for. This is that point of accountability. And you will be guided to situations and experiences that clearly illustrate the patterns and beliefs that need healing. And this is the chemicalization process. Remember we talked about that in a show back in, when did we talk about that show? Last year. Oh, September 20th. Yeah, September 20th of last year we talked about chemicalization. Not coincidentally, it's part of the healing process, which is the ultimate focus of today's show. So if you're beginning to take spiritual action in your life, like doing a daily prayer practice, tithing, etc., and you're coming up against challenges or problems, you have to be willing to own your limiting patterns. You have to be willing to heal them, and you have to keep trusting God. Trust God to not only guide you through the healing, but to create miracles for you in the process. And I really want you to understand that this kind of a crisis, this problem that you're facing, again, I'm talking specifically to this listener that wrote this question, but to anybody out there that's having this experience, you have to understand that this is actually a confirmation that you're growing spiritually. When a healing crisis takes place, it can only happen when healing is actually taking place. Okay? And the whole gung-ho thing, let me tell you, from a double Sagittarian perspective, that's a blessing and a big-time curse. I've learned the tremendous benefit of what I call practical magic. And over the years, I have also coined a phrase. I call myself a realistic mystic. I've found through major trial and error that it's crucial to create a sustainable energy in your spiritual practice. So it's really easy to get super excited about these spiritual principles of manifestation and to dive headlong into them and just be woohoo about it. But the challenge with that is that if you're not totally clear about the entire process that's involved, and particularly clear about the healing process that will inevitably come up as a result of doing these things, then it becomes really easy to give up as soon as that healing process begins. And so in order to benefit the most from these spiritual practices and principles, it requires daily work. That's why I'm always preaching about that. And again, you guys, you got to just trust me when I tell you, I've been on both sides of this. I've been on absolutely both sides of the spectrum. I have done this impeccably, been focused, been gung-ho, prayed for two and a half hours a day for weeks on end. And then I've swung to the opposite side of that spectrum and gotten, quote-unquote, out of the habit of prayer and everything else for weeks on end, and then wondered why I spiraled down into, you know, the depths of hell, as we like to talk about here on this show. And then needed to call Jan Van Eiselstein or somebody to be yanked back up and out. It does. It requires daily work, continuous study of spiritual principles, and above all else, a willingness to take personal responsibility for every single pattern you have in place. Both the limiting patterns, and then be willing to heal those, but also consciously cultivating and strengthening the patterns that serve your highest good. You have to be willing to do that. And remember, we also talked about the three stages of manifestation. Stage one, you're praying, you're visualizing, you're taking all the actions. It feels great. It's all exciting. That's the gung-ho phase, okay? Things are happening, and instant manifestations are frequent. They can be in stage one. Then stage two, you're still doing all the stuff, but things either stagnate or they actually get worse. Remember that dark night of the soul thing Florence Scovel Shinn talks about? This is when you'll be face to face with whatever needs cleaning up in your life. Okay, so you got to be willing to take responsibility and do the work to heal that stuff. This is definitely the hardest time. Stage two is the hardest time. And that question that you posed on my Facebook page, that is stage two. You're in a stage two process. You have to honor that, because that's when your faith is getting stretched. Okay. So I want to specifically respond to that listener that wrote this email to me. So here's what I'm going to tell you about your specific experience with this. I want you to take advantage of what's happening right now. I know that sounds a little wacky. The fact that you're in the red and you screwed up your bank account, take advantage of it. Be willing to heal whatever beliefs you carry that keep you in lack and drama around your money. I can guarantee you, darling, if you look back at your past, this isn't the first time this kind of thing's happened. So you have a pattern in place. This is not a judgment. It's not a character defect. It's just a pattern. All right. Then get appropriate help to heal those patterns, heal those beliefs. And you've heard me talk enough about this. You can't do that on your own. You have to get help. Then you want to be willing to own the subsequent behavioral habits that are connected to those belief systems that also create the lack and the money drama. You know, things that maybe like not balancing your checkbook, spending unconsciously, overusing credit, etc. Get the necessary help and education to change those. Sometimes we just need to arm ourselves with information before we're able to really get clear on these things. And above all, keep doing the spiritual work and keep the faith. You want to trust God to guide you to the perfect solutions and to dazzle you with miraculous outcomes, literally. And trust that your faith is getting stretched and strengthened in a way that, probably nothing else could do. For whatever reason, this is in your face. It's in your face to show you the healing. I'm going to give you a prayer, and this everybody can use this one, because part of this also is a forgiveness piece. You know, my listener said that she was angry at herself for what she'd done. So forgiveness is crucial. If you're walking around mad at yourself about this, then God can't get in there and help you out. So here's the prayer. I now fully and freely forgive myself for all the mistakes of the past. I'm forgiven and governed by God's love alone. God loves me. God is guiding me. God is showing me the way. I love that prayer. I happen to use that prayer quite frequently. I'm going to repeat it one more time. I now fully and freely forgive myself for all the mistakes of the past. I am forgiven and governed by God's love alone. God loves me. God is guiding me. God is showing me the way. God does not punish. God helps us learn. And the only way that the mechanism for growth in the brain, the only way it fires off and change actually happens is when we're uncomfortable. All right? Mistakes are power. So, there you go. So we're going to jump on the phone lines here and get into our next topic, which is prayer and healing. We have Daniel in Texas. Daniel, are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
All right. I just wanted to ask you, I have a friend that wanted to find out if her health is going to get, she's going to overcome what she's going through right now, health-wise.
Okay. So, can you give me any information at all about your friend? Like, give me an astrological sign for her? Do you know what she is?
No, I sure.
It's okay. No big deal.
Cancer, I think it is. Or, cancer.
A Cancerian? Okay. All right. So, she's been dealing with this health issue for quite a while. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Number of years, even? Off and on?
Just about a year.
Okay.
Almost a year, but I'm a friend of hers, and I'm very concerned about her.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it's a pretty serious gig. Here's the good news. I feel like very recently, did she connect with a different kind of a doctor or a different kind of a protocol? Something recently that she's trying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's real recent?
Ma'am.
Pardon me?
No, I didn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, I said, is that real recent, like within the last number of weeks, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it actually looks really good. Here's what I would tell your friend. First of all, I'm gonna tell you, Daniel, to make sure she gets a copy of this show once it's up in the archives, because I want her, and then next week's show as well, because this is going to be a two-parter, I guarantee you. I'm going to want her to do some real specific focused prayer work around this physical healing process. But it's interesting to me that it feels like very recently she reached a point where she decided that she was kind of tired of dealing with the drama around this. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You're right.
And I mean, it feels like she actually made a very concrete decision. And the sense that I get is like this line got crossed. I'm really proud of her for that, because I'll tell you what, that's one of the phenomenons of physical illness. It can be freakishly easy to buy into that, to take that on as either a destiny, you know, or God's will for us. That's a big one that people will say. Or it can be a product of family legacies, belief systems, learned behavior, all sorts of things, which we'll be talking about here a little bit later in the show. So for whatever thing she hit here, I'm really psyched for her, because it feels like that alone is going to facilitate a lot of healing. So I do feel like over the next couple of months, she's going to reach a place of, first of all, balance, where she's going to come to a point where physically she's feeling better, emotionally she's feeling better about it. It isn't that the health issue is completely gone. I don't get that, but I definitely get a place of where she feels like she's mastering her body in this process. So that feels great. And I'm going to say that's going to happen within probably the next 2 to 3 months. There will be points where she's going to have some bad days. There's no question about it. But my sense of her, bless her heart, is that she's had a lot of bad days. So I kind of feel like, you know,
she's going through a whole lot.
Yeah. So she's
a whole lot.
Yeah. She's pretty brave little gal.
Yes, she is.
I'm looking at this and going, wow, you know what? If I was whatever this illness is that she has, I wouldn't mess with her. I think she's going to kick it in the teeth. So I really
keep the faith and just ask God to help you and overcome this. I know that you will overcome all of what you're going through.
Absolutely. You bet. And so I want you, as her very good friend, also to help her focus her prayer work on asking for absolute clarity on exactly what she needs to do mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually to heal this. This is not just a physical issue, okay? She's got to take a look at the belief system stuff. She's got to take a look at all of that. But from everything that I'm seeing here, and by August of this year, there's a phenomenal breakthrough for her, which almost feels to me like she could be getting a clean bill of health by fall.
Okay.
So right. I'm going to send a ton of angels her way. Can you give me her first name?
Gail.
Gail. Okay. Well, I want every single one of my listeners out there to send angels to Gail so that she can overcome this. And yeah, I will absolutely keep her in my prayers, Daniel.
Okay.
And you as well for being a great support system. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet, hon. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, wow, that point of choice. Oh, man, that's so powerful. To just, you know, one of the things they talk about in the 12-step program is addicts reaching a place where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's really what it takes. We have to all decide on in anything, whether it's a physical illness or a financial problem or whatever it is, you have to be willing to say, I'm done with this. And there's that personal accountability piece. So powerful stuff. We've got Anla on line two.
Hi.
Hi, sweetness. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on, baby girl?
I'm on the topic with you today.
Yes.
Just a little, it's interesting my lifestyle or my life, actually. I've had a lot of health issues, and I'm on the other side of it. I know you're talking about God's will. Some people think it might be God's will, you know.
Right.
Are you saying to accept it for what it is, or we can't change it?
No, I'm saying that's an erroneous belief that it's God's will for us to be ill. Yeah, a lot of people do that. You know, a lot of people will have some horrible. I mean, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Like crazy over the last couple of years with, you know, all the bonkers stuff going on in the economy and everything. Oh, it must be God's will for me to lose all my money. It's like, you know, probably not. But here's my perception of God. Here's what I know to be true about how I work with God. God's going to give me whatever I ask for.
Right.
He's going to roll his eyes, sigh, and say, oh, I wish you would ask me for something better than this, but I love you and I will help you do whatever this thing is that you feel you need to do. Right.
Right.
And then there's also a combination of there's a destiny path. There's a soul path. There's lessons that we have an opportunity to learn. There's all of those variables. But to just come out and say, you know, I have to accept this sentence, if you will, as God's will is, boy, talk about shutting the bank vault door in God's face and throwing blame where, you know, there shouldn't be any. So, so yeah, does that help clear that up a little
bit? Yeah, that does. Thank you for sharing that. Cause I was a little bit confused with that, but
you made
it a lot more clear.
Good.
So it's good.
Good.
But, I don't, you know, I'm legally blind. So that was like one of my health issues, and it's a metabolic condition, genetic. So I live through that with every day, you know, and I just went to the eye doctor in December, and it did get a little worse. Mm. The doctor, for the first time in 20 years, predicted. But I'm not, like, the thing with that is that I'm just kind of going with the flow, basically.
Right.
I'm not having that stuck in my head.
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So why think about what's going to happen 20 years from now?
Exactly.
So, I'm good with that. But then talking about things just coming up health-wise. 3 months ago, I couldn't move my ring finger on my right hand at all. Like, I can't grab a coffee mug. I can't grip onto things at all.
Right.
And so I went to the doctor, and something called trigger finger.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, it's crazy. It literally, you wake up with it, you're like, what the heck is that? I couldn't pull blankets over to pull, you know, and when I'm going to sleep.
Right.
Couldn't do any of that stuff. So basically my finger is stuck. It's in one position, and I can't move it either way. So
wow.
It feels a little broken, actually.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Oh, my God. It's a lot of pain. So I went to the doctor, and within 6 weeks, I got it 2 times, even though I got a shot to try to fix it. So now I'm having surgery this coming Friday.
Wow.
So, yeah, and wow. I don't know. I'm like, what is going on with me? It's like, I had tendonitis in the fall. That was crazy. It was everywhere with all of my ankles, my knees,
wow.
My elbow, and then the trigger finger. And 3 years ago, I fractured my ankle. I have 9 pins in my foot. It's just, it's like,
wow, girl.
I know you didn't know this about
me.
No,
I did not.
It's crazy.
This is new information about you, Sugar Bear. Wow. Well, so, okay, so here's one thing that I will tell you.
Yeah.
The fact that you have, you know, unless you're a really good liar, you have a phenomenal attitude, kiddo. You do. You have a phenomenal attitude. You're dealing with a lot of stuff, and you still have this capacity to see, you know, miracles in the world and to stay focused in that direction. And so that's job one right there. That's the first, you know, thing that I can tell you that's the gift that comes out of what you're experiencing.
Yeah.
So can I just kind of dive in here and talk about a couple things that are coming up here for you?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, the whole aspect of having a condition that's either chronic or, you know, long-term or lifelong or however you want to word it.
Right.
I truly do believe that our souls require opportunity to learn, and that we come down here onto this planet with somewhat of a blueprint. We have a destiny, divine story that God wrote about us, and we're armed with all of these things. And then through all of it, we have free will. We have opportunity to choose. We have opportunity to change. We have opportunity to grow. We have opportunity to learn, etc. Right?
Right, right.
And so given, you know, this situation, we could argue for hours, and I guarantee there's people that would take me head on about this, that, you know, well, then how do you reconcile, you know, having something that's so limiting with, you know, the idea that God creates miracles and you can be unlimited. Well, you said it in a very succinct way. You said you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone 20 years from now.
Yeah, exactly.
You have no idea what God has up his sleeve here. You have
right.
No idea. You don't know if tomorrow you're going to wake up suddenly and have absolutely no problem with this.
Exactly.
You don't know if 5 years from now they develop some extraordinary surgery and you get handpicked by this incredible surgeon to be the first person to bring this to the masses, and it's this incredible success, and you go around speaking on panels about it and blah, blah, blah. And it changes the face of medicine. You don't know what role you might be playing in this world, not to mention the role of inspiration, because you do walk in the world with such an amazing viewpoint, even though your eyes are affected. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And
absolutely.
So
it was my teacher. It's called gyrate atrophy, and 200 people are diagnosed in the world with this.
Oh, baby.
Yeah,
well, leave it to you,
I consider myself the lucky one.
Yeah, leave it to you, you little sweet spark of God, to be one of only 200. you rare little creature, you. So,
but, yeah, I mean, it took me 20 years to even just, I mean, it was Valentine's Day, 21 years coming up, that I was diagnosed at 16.
Wow.
And so the point of being, what I'm trying to say is that it only took me, up until 2 years ago, I started writing and speaking in front of audiences.
Yeah.
That was the healing.
Yeah, you bet.
That I could actually say I'm legally blind to anyone now.
You bet. No, that's amazing. And I do firmly believe that part of the choice point In dealing with any physical issue, is you get to choose whether you're going to be a victim or you're going to be a warrior.
Exactly.
And the warrior says, I don't like this. This is not fun for me, but I am going to suck the marrow out of this. I'm going to do everything in my power to facilitate the healing, and I'm going to do everything in my power to facilitate God working miracles, and I'm going to do everything in my power to bring this to the world in a way that can teach and inspire and help. I mean, we just truly can't, as human beings, we're limited. We can't possibly know all of the variations that God has, you know, woven into our individual stories. We just have to be willing on a daily basis to say, okay, God, show me what I'm supposed to do today. And on those days when you feel like crap and you don't want to be an inspiration and you don't want to teach anybody, then you know what, darling? You get to hang on the couch in your sweats and eat ice cream and cry and say, you know what, God, this sucks and I don't want to do it anymore.
Exactly.
Because you know what? Jesus Christ himself did that.
Yep.
He threw a couple of temper tantrums and said, I'm done. I'm not playing any longer. You know, and then he got back on board. So there's that. Now, it's interesting as far as your the trigger finger. So check this out. There's a phenomenal book, which I'm going to be talking about a little bit later, too. Louise Hay is an author. Heal Your Body, little blue book. Amazing little blue book that is just a miracle in the making. It's called Heal Your Body by Louise Hay.
Okay.
She gives the metaphysical reasons for pretty much any disease you can think of. So
So
here's what an issue with your ring finger is.
Okay.
It represents grief in around relationship.
Ah.
Hello.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Hello. So here's something else that I want to talk about. The fact that the way the energy on this planet is shifting and the fact that the vibration is higher. We've talked about this before. We have to be impeccable. We can't get away with as much, you know, unconsciousness as we used to get away with. So it means that that accountability thing is much higher, which means that our stuff's going to be in our face more than usual. So there's your sweet little body, this little incredible barometer that says, excuse me, hello, me thinks we have a grief issue, you know, going to give you a really great little signal here, make you can't even pull the blankets up over yourself. I mean, come on, you know, if you're not paying attention to that, Amla, I am going to seriously, you know, hunt you down, girl, and slap you around a little bit. So that's the body gives us these great signals and we need to learn to appreciate them. At the same time, we're not enjoying the experience.
No.
Okay. And one of the things that has always cracked me up about, I blame our cultural mindset about this, but you know, here's a, for instance, you get the stomach flu, right? You get the stomach flu. What's the first thing we do? We run down to the pharmacy and we get drugs to suppress vomiting and suppress diarrhea. When in fact, those very symptoms are the things that the body's using as a tool to kick the bug out. Okay.
Yes.
But we suppress it. And then we wonder why the common cold, you know, is now a 4.5 week excursion into the ER several times because we've learned to ignore the body's self-healing ability and in fact fight that self-healing ability. And we don't pay attention to what we're being told as a result of whatever illness we're dealing with.
Exactly.
So you get a chance here, kiddo, to heal, clean that up, clean up that relationship stuff, baby girl, because that, I guarantee you, you have too much consciousness, Amla. And that, no, you really do. And that's why your body's going to be that obvious. Your body's just going to say, you know what? Come on, girl, pay attention here.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that I'm constantly telling people is if they don't pay attention to those lesser, more benign taps on the shoulder from God about what we need to clean up, then he's got to up the volume. And then believe me, that's not pretty. So, you know, get on that. My sense is the surgery is going to go just fine. I want you to make sure you got angels fill in that room, that operation room.
Yep.
And Jesus Christ himself is going to be doing the surgery. I want you to literally visualize his hands as the surgeon's hands.
Okay. Yeah.
That's really powerful.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, that's really powerful. And then ask for when you're under in your anesthesia, I want you to ask for the most delicious sleep you've ever had in your entire life. I want you to ask for some sort of gift to be given to you when you're under some awareness, some understanding of something that you need. And then I want you to also ask, and you're doing all this prior to going under, obviously, I want you to ask the guides to, when you come out of that anesthesia, that your body, your mind, your soul, and your heart are integrated fully, gently, and completely, and you wake up like you've just had the best sleep of your life.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's such a gift.
It's powerful, too, I'm telling you what. And then I want to hear from you because I want to know what they tell you. I want to know what you come out of there with besides a healed finger, okay?
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, sweetheart, you're welcome.
I just can't wait for this to be done.
Yeah, I don't blame you, baby girl. Well,
it's interesting, though, one last note is that it's wrapping up now. No matter what I was trying to do to get to a doctor, this is my third doctor.
Yes.
Two of them were just not working for me, so I went with my intuition.
Good for you.
I said, I can't go with these people.
Yeah, good for you.
And the third one was the charm.
Yeah.
And he's cute, but of course he's married, so whatever. But
you know what, though? It doesn't hurt to have a cute surgeon, okay? That is a benefit.
It's not something to look at. Well, I know I'm going to be under, but still.
You'll be fine, babe.
Anyway, but yeah, so and it's wrapping up. My tendonitis is gone, and acupuncture has been helping me a lot. So
good.
This is all. I really have a good feeling that this is just to nip it in the bud and for me to move on.
Yep, and then for you to take a look at whatever limiting belief systems you've got that would literally stop your body. Okay.
Okay.
That's going to be something to take a look at. So
thank you
bet,
so
sweetie.
Much.
I'm sending you tons of angels, okay?
All right. Bless you, Michelle.
I love you, sweetheart. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Yep, bye-bye.
All righty. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about prayer and health. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away.
So help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged. There's a pain.
Hey everyone, this is Michelle Morgan, host of Living on a Prayer, Mondays at noon Pacific here on Contact Talk Radio. You've heard me talk over and over again about belief systems, how they determine and control everything we create in our lives. Well, if you're finally ready to break your old limiting patterns so you can have the life that you really want, consider CSI. I developed the CSI program to change you at the deepest levels by finding the foundation of your patterns and creating permanent change where it will count the most. With CSI, you no longer have to try and do things differently in your life. You'll be different, and everything else will follow. Same old, or new, true you. You decide. Go to michellemorgan.org to find out more about the CSI program. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Oh, I'm telling you, the girl's amazing, isn't she? Yes, she is. Prayers and healing. I'm telling you. So, again, Little reminder, in the show on September 20th last year, we talked about chemicalization, the necessary process of stirring up change through a healing crisis. And then in the shows on May 10th and 17th of last year, we talked about the three stages of manifestation. All the processes of manifestation can and must be applied to the process of physical healing. And in some ways, physical healing is the most important experience to really be conscious of those stages, because your health affects literally every area of your life. So there's four levels of human experience: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. If you look at those literally on a, like a chart, a totem pole, if you will, physical is at the bottom, physical, followed by emotional next. Next is mental, and spiritual is at the top. There's no accident that physical represents the foundation of the human. The physical nature carries all those other energies, all right? And our physical experience is potentially the most impactful because it's directly wired to the survival instinct. For example, addicts usually have to hit bottom, quote unquote, after something happens in their physical world. They either lose their job, their mate moves out, they get in a car accident, or something blows up in their physical health before they'll stop using. Now, yes, there are stories of addicts who continue to use even through a physical crisis, but usually when an addict hits bottom, it's they've hit something on the physical level. The physical realm is the most impactful because of that survival instinct. So it's interesting because the physical body is literally a self-healing organism. Deepak Chopra even said that there should be no terminal illnesses, since the cells of the body are constantly being replaced. It's something like every, I don't know, every 70-some days, and I'm probably giving you a really wrong number on that. But anyway, there's a literal finite number of days that every single cell in your body has been replaced with a brand new one. So, you know, you got to kind of wonder. I mean, that's always made me curious as to how that process of terminal illness, or chronic illness at least, ends up manifesting in the body. Catherine Ponder has a couple of remarkable books on prayer and healing, Dynamic Laws of Healing. And this is a quote from that book. She says, Sir Isaac Newton said that there is one set of natural laws for the physical world. But let us go further. There are also higher mental and spiritual laws than those usually used on the physical plane of life. Jesus knew and used these laws constantly. These higher mental and spiritual laws are so powerful that they can be used to multiply natural laws, neutralize natural laws, or even reverse natural laws. It is when these higher mental and spiritual laws are invoked through the mind of man that they often produce results that seem miraculous on the physical plane. It is then that the quote-unquote impossible becomes possible, the quote-unquote incurable becomes curable, and miracle healings occur. So all of you listening to this show, I'm going to guarantee, have at least some idea of that whole mind-body-spirit connection. The law of attraction, the effect that our thoughts and beliefs have on our external physical world, right? Y'all are pretty much well-versed in those ideas. Well, the body is a phenomenal communicator, absolutely phenomenal communicator. It's also incredibly loyal. Your body will continue to function always to the very best of its ability in any given moment, even if you abuse it terribly. It's pretty amazing. I blame my double Sagittarian nature on this phenomenon for years and years of my life. I almost didn't know I had a body. I was so unaware of my physical body, even though I'm a jock and I'm always pushing my body. But I was unaware of the needs of my body. So I would ignore hunger until I was so ravenous that I would, of course, have to eat sugar. Or I would push and push and push with my workouts until I was either exhausted and had to sleep for a couple of days, or I had an injury. And so it's really interesting how I have learned, again, through trial and error, that my body is going to tell me instantly if I'm out of balance. And if I listen to it and I honor that and I respect it and pay attention, it's going to guide me to do what I need to do to keep it in balance. It's pretty amazing. the other thing that you need to remember is that the body will do whatever we tell it to do. And how we tell our body what to do is through our emotions and our thoughts. So what manifests as a physical issue, like an illness or disease, begins first as a spiritual or an emotional imbalance. The body will then try on the symptoms that are associated with that imbalance. Sometimes it can try on those symptoms for years. And then if that spiritual or emotional imbalance is not addressed, eventually the disease will root itself fully in the body. It's kind of like the body just goes, oh, okay, well, I guess you really want this. And then it just full-blown manifestation, which is one of the things that I've seen a lot over the last 4 or 5 years with clients. Mystery diseases. They have these serious issues. I mean, we are talking debilitating physical issues, and they will go and spend tens of thousands of dollars and go to 20 different doctors, and nobody can figure out what's going on. There's no medical test that can pinpoint it. And the frustration level and the fear level that's struck with that is pretty extensive, because that's kind of, you know, a point of hopelessness at some point. So one of the things that is crucial to remember when you're dealing with health issues is there is going to be a connection, and I'm not kidding you, there's going to be a connection. Even if you get a common cold and you get one repeatedly, there's a connection to belief system, family legacies, identity issues. Remember, identity issues are more powerful than just beliefs. On the logic level, ladder in the brain, belief systems are how you see the world, but identity issues are how you see yourself in the world. So there's that added little personal kick. For example, if you grew up and you were sickly, quote unquote, your family saw you as sickly, or you were told that you were sickly, well, then guess what? Or others perceived you as fragile or weak, you have a higher potential of recreating that as an adult. If you grew up with a hypochondriac, you might take on that identity in order to save them. That's family loyalty stuff. And we've talked about that in past shows, how that gets programmed into the brain. You will actually take on the behavior, the dysfunctional, unhealthy behavior, in a totally unconscious attempt to protect that family member from doing those things. So another example of the way belief systems affect the body, if someone has a belief system that no matter what they do, they're never good enough, they might be able to manifest all kinds of success in certain outer ways, such as financial, business, relationships, etc. But then they'll manifest an illness that causes their mind or their body to fail. So belief system is huge where physical health is concerned. And the fact, again, that I've been seeing specifically in my clients, just a tremendous increase in health issues. It used to be people would come to me for a reading years ago. It was always love or money. Those were the two issues. And then health was always absolutely the last thing on their agenda, unless they had a specific thing they were dealing with. But most people, it was kind of like, yeah, you got a couple minutes for health, you know, throw a card or two. Now, it's amazing to me how the vast majority of my clients are coming to me with specific health issues that they're dealing with. I don't think that's coincidence. I think that has absolutely to do with the fact that we have to be taking accountability now of how we're walking in the world, what we're believing, and how we're showing up. It's manifesting in all sorts of physical ways in our physical world. Remember, physical world is the financial realm, the business realm, our homes, the literal physical reality. It's also going to have to be in the body. All right. So we are going to do part two of this very powerful topic next week. So I want you, over the course of this week, if you've got a question that you'd like me to cover, send it to me. Jump on my Facebook fan page and shoot it to me, or you can give me an email off of michellemorgan.org. Give me those questions, or call in next week. And let's talk about this, because this is really important and there's a lot more to talk about here. I want to stay on this, and I've got some great prayers and some great ways of working with healing energy. So if you feel you've personally benefited from listening to the show and like to help me continue to reach other listeners like yourself, I would love for you to jump on my radio show page at michellemorgan.org. Click the donate button and it'll take you to PayPal. It's an easy, safe way to contribute. Any amount is appreciated, and I really thank everybody for your amazing support. If you love the music, hello from our Miss Barb Perry. Go to iTunes, download the songs. I'll have the list up on iTunes like I always do, or I'll have the list on my Facebook fan page each week. Be sure to tune in next week, 12 noon Pacific, on ContactTalkRadio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Part 2, Prayer and Healing. Have a great, fabulous week, everybody, and I will see you here next week. This has been Living on a Prayer. You're listening to Michelle Morgan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.